Hi, everybody. This is Ron, and we're here again for another wonderful Creation Lightship program. And today is Monday, and it's 4 o'clock my time in California, and the date is April 30th, 2012. Okay. So, this will be... This will be our last show in April on BBS. But people may take that the wrong way. We do have a Wednesday show. So this is the last show for this month. So everybody, let's do an emotional clearing for those of you who maybe had to go to work today and didn't like it from the weekend. You know, enjoyed the weekend but didn't want to go to work. That could be also entities. So here we go. Releasing the energy. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And one more time. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Got a new clearing app. We'll let Kathy tell you about it here. The free clearing. So, Kathy, are you out there?
Yes, I am. Hi, Ron, and hi, everybody in BBS Radio Land. Happy Monday. And we just completed 20 hours of healing for the month of April. And those were done on the Creation Lightship. And so healing is part of what Ron's about. And he's come up with a wonderful new clearing for us that he just mentioned. It's called the Earth Protection Timeline Crash. And I see reading it here, Ron, it can be found. Everyone can go to the creationlightship.com website and see it right now if you'd like. It can be found under sample healings, which is on the left side under the healing login key graphic. If you go to that, you'll see it. It says Earth Protect Timeline Crash. Open that page, and it reads, this timeline crash clearing will remove alien ships as they first come into our current timeline. It will also remove the link between the timeline that they are traveling from and our timeline. The alien timeline will be frozen, allowing the military to deal with it. So that's pretty clear. If you've been following this program for any length of time, and you'll understand what it's about. However, it's done like the usual free clearance. You put your name or another person's name, I think, that would be okay. And it's defaulted at 600 minutes, and it will help to crash those alien timelines. So this is fantastic. Ron, would you like to talk a little bit about it?
Yeah, so it's just what you said, basically what it's for, to help get rid of the ships that could be connecting to you, and also to help the Earth Spirit regain part of its parts, as some of these energies could be actually holding the Earth Spirit energies, captive someplace in the darkness. So it'll help to, it'll help everybody, in fact. Remember, the aliens out there do take... and, like, disassemble everything and put it into small pieces, we'll say. And that's why people here are not whole, including the Earth Spirit. That's why the Earth Spirit is no longer with us, because it's doing its pre-ascension work, which is looking for parts of itself, so it can do the ascension. It has to go out into timelines and see if it can collect part of itself. And the lightship is also helping with this, much like the military also, where they're looking for the aliens that are holding spirits and body parts and spirit parts captive too on timeline. So that's kind of what it's about. So back to you, Kathy.
Looking at the fast chat, some people have already found it and have been running it. Marie R. said she likes doing the new clearing. Janice has been running it since yesterday. Marie R. says she's had blue skies all day yesterday while running it. I know she's in the East Coast, so that's pretty exciting. And so I do want to mention that something from me that you'll see on the clearing. There's a bright yellow donate button. And, well, I want to mention that Ron created this timeline crash, so it would help all of us. I mean, we do feel sort of defenseless sometimes. And so it will be a good thing here. So please consider donating, because even though Ron is a light being, he has to live in our three-dimensional world and provide these things on this level. He has to go through all the same things we have to go through and live the same way. So donations really will help, and not only keep it going, but it's a good way to demonstrate your appreciation. So let's see if there's any questions on the fast chat. There's one from Newbie Ron. He wants to know if the timeline crashes that are on the radio archives will still work.
Hard to say. Very possibly it might, but I think I have all those working live. If it would work, it'd be no more than five times. So, you know, just keep track of what it is so you don't waste your time. And that's why you want to go on and do the clearings, you know, on the website so that you have, you know, a lot more time to do them. So five timeline crashes is not a whole lot. But, you know, you want to probably do, you know, maybe hundreds of them. So back to you, Kathy.
Okay, and then Newbie was asking if you could explain a little bit about the space-time crash.
Space-time crash is needed. If you do a bunch of timeline crashes, we'll say that you do 50 timeline crashes, and you scan your computer to do that. Then after you complete that, then do you know, some space-time crashes too. Sometimes, when I first started it, I wanted people to do the same amount on both of them, but it may not be needed now, that many. So you may want to do at least maybe a third of what you did, you know, on the timeline. That brings you back here. I thought I'll do a space-time crash here for you. We'll just pick a particular year. Let's go back to 1910. And remember, your spirit could be floating out there in the beyondo. You won't have the body that you have right now. But your spirit still could be out there, you know, just floating without having the body at that time to come back to. So we'll bring that spirit part of you back. Here we go. One, so this is a space-time crash. Two, three, remember this is where you are if you don't come back here. Four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay. So just see if your body's feeling different. And that new clearing, just go to the key on the left side of the website. You're going to see a key up there near the top on the navigation side. The second white box underneath that, I will say sample clearings, I believe, and click on that. You're going to see all the ones that are free for you to use, and it's the second one after, second one down. So back to you, Kathy.
Sure. Before I continue, would you like to get some calls today, Ron?
Sure. We can see how people, if anybody's listening who was on the call yesterday, that's what I'd like to talk about, what we did yesterday. We did a lot of radiation releases from World War II and Chernobyl, and also the current one from Japan, out of your bodies on the eight-hour call. So let's just see what we have from people commenting on that only on the call-ins. Back to you, Kathy.
Okay, thank you. And the toll-free number in the United States and Canada is 888-627-6008, and that's for Station 1. There's other numbers listed there, too, if you can't get in on that one. But Ron really welcomes your calls about your reactions to the clearings yesterday from the radiation healings. And so now another question on the fast chat from Steve, New York City. He's asking, is Ascension 2012 happening now regarding abductions? Can you see if that's happening now?
Yeah, 2012 is a year for the aliens to abduct people. That's why the all the military forces on this planet, except for China, is fighting aliens on alternate timelines that are not on the one that we have here because of the alien invasion. So, yes, that is everything is happening 2012 this year. Aliens want to take you away. So, yes, all that ascension would be what they'd probably call it, too, where they can abduct people. And if you're tuned into the December date, then they will definitely take you because you're giving them permission, because you want to have that experience of ascending. And you probably actually be descending probably into hell and never come back here. That's the way people are. They don't always know. They use mind energy, and they... So that is true. Remember, you're running alternate timelines, and all timelines are real, and the ascension timeline is real of the darkness, not of the light. I don't think the light's going to do at the same time as the darkness is, but you never know, but I doubt that very seriously. So the light has its own time for ascension, and when it has it is your guess. Because the light only works in the now, and there's no way to predict when it's going to happen because the light doesn't tell you anything. So back to you, Kathy.
So maybe, Ron, for Steve and Newbie and some of the other people who might be listening and they're kind of new, this would be a good time to mention some of the clearings that you offer on creationlightship.com to make us feel a little safer or to stay safe so that we can help ourselves, empower ourselves against the abduction and the Ascension 2012. So Ron does have several clearings. They're mentioned right there on the left side of the homepage, of all the pages actually, of the creationlightship.com. And in the past, I know, Ron, you've mentioned that the major clearings to get us off out of here would be the abduction barcode and Ascension 2012 barcode and the spirit barcode.
Yeah, all those are very good. The spirit barcode will have the light find you, okay? And the light tip will look for you because it knows that you're here. Remember, the light doesn't know that you're here. Because are you connected to your spirit? And if you get taken out on alternate timelines, then when the light looks for you, if nothing's here, they're not going to know that you've been here or not. Remember, the light doesn't know where you are. Okay? Because you can't pray to the light. You can't put out a flashlight and say, I'm over here, you know, like people would like to do with alien abductions. There's a guy who's pretty well known who would come here to Shasta and get a group of people. And he'd go up to the mountain, you know, and they would be up there meditating, waiting for contact, you know. and he's actually in front of Congress doing stuff, you know, quite a while ago. That's where name to fame would be, you know. I can't give his name out, but, yeah, all these people that want to find aliens out there, you know, quite sad. But anyway, so if you want to get out of here and do the spirit barcode, that's why you've been stuck here for eons of time. And how long have you been here? Most people have been here probably at least 30,000 to 100,000 years. And you want to stay here longer, but you won't be here anymore because the Earth spirit is not going to materialize this planet as of right now. It has its own blueprint that it's going to go into at ascension time. And this blueprint here of this planet will no longer be activated. And if it was activated, it won't have the spirit energy on it, which means that you couldn't come back here. So what's the aliens going to do when they take you sideways? They will just take you sideways to an artificial intelligent planet that looks like this one. Or they could take you to another planet that doesn't look like this one at all. Remember, you have two different ways you can go with that. They can go. They can create this planet and make you think that you're here living. Or they can do, which is what happens on all of your timelines. That's why you do timeline crashing, because you are typically living lives on a clone planet. And then the other one is just the dark side universe planets. So either way is no good. And that's what they're planning to do. This is what they did the time of Jesus last time. So that's the whole process, is how they can get a hold of you. That's what they want to do, is take you. So if this planet no longer is going to be here at ascension time, then where are you going? You're going to deal with the mind energy of the aliens, and the mind energy will be the dark side universes. Because remember, light never created mind. Only the darkness has that. So you do have a choice. That clearing will have the light ship find you, the spirit barcode one. And then you may want to even do the 2012 abduction barcode, get that off of you. That's so you won't be taken anywhere in December of this year. And that's what that's what I would do anyway. So back to you, Kathy. And also the body barcode, the abduction barcode, is for your body. And that can help to cut down some of the alien abductions that people are going through here. Okay, back to you.
And for the new people who are looking for these clearings, I did mention they're on the left side of the homepage. You can also go into the white space bar at the top of the page and just type in the names, or just like abduction or ascension, and it will take you to the pages that have those clearings listed. There's a lot of menus, a lot of clearings on the menu, so it will take you to those sections. So some more questions about that Earth Protection Timeline crash. Maybe you could explain a little bit about the logistics. If Ed's asking if he wanted to put two people in the namespace, or could you use it for more than one person, Ron?
Yeah, but you have to do them one at a time. You can't put, you and your wife in, and your child in, and, your grandchildren in, and everything else, and your sister and brother and parents on that one entry box. Each one has to be done separately. So back to you, Kathy.
Okay, and then Euros is here. He says, hello, is the darkness addicted to the light?
Well, for food it is, yeah. I saw a interesting movie. I thought it was called Alien Armageddon on Netflix last night. It was a pretty good movie. There is a lot of people throwing up and stuff after eating food, but that kind of bothers you. You may not want to watch it, but it starts off with a Bible verse, and let me think. I think it was Ezekiel or something like that, 16:1. And anyway, it talked about the, maybe somebody could Google it, something about the watchers or something like that. And anyway, it's a quite, it is kind of weird a little bit, but the gist of it is that this alien race could no longer breed. And from there, they had to, and I guess they're running out of food or something. So what they did is they basically fed humans part of, it looked like a piece of like a chicken breast, and this came out of a lady. So she's secreting these things, a human lady that was taken over, and it had the DNA in it of the aliens. And so as you ate that, you got DNA of the aliens, and all of a sudden you started to turn into an alien, and now you could become their food source. And so we know about that. Remember, what you eat, that's why, if you're eating seafood that has those alien critters like the octopus and the squid and stuff like that, then you're eating aliens. And from there, what's going to happen to your body as that DNA gets activated? Is the DNA dead because the animal's dead? That's hard to say. I don't know on that one. But anyway, from there, that's what that movie's about. It is a little, kind of weird, but it is kind of nice. And they showed the worms that were infesting the people and stuff. You may want to watch it. Remember, there's throwing up in there and people gagging and stuff and, you know, upchucking, you know, into buckets and stuff, which may, you may not like that, but the gist of the movie is kind of interesting. So it's Alien Armageddon. And it only had 2 stars on Netflix. Maybe people didn't understand it. And it's more real of a story than what people would probably want to understand or know. I didn't mention the word, the cat food in there, so they must have got that from the District 9 about cat food. So that was interesting. Aliens, you know, eating cat food. So anyway, back to you, Kathy.
Okay, changing the subject. Thank you. Marie is asking about the spirit barcode we were just discussing. Is it necessary to repeat the spirit barcode?
Some people said that they felt like they had an extra barcode put on them. The way it's getting, when I put it up, I would say probably not, but I would say more than likely that would probably be maybe a good thing to do. Maybe not right now, possibly, but maybe closer to maybe the end of the year. But I do think that since more alien races are coming here, that they're putting more stuff on people, maybe their own particular barcode onto the spirit. Remember, you're still being taken to dark side universes when you go out there, and so a timeline crash will prove that to you as you come back and you feel better. And they possibly could be putting a barcode on your spirit each time you go, possibly. But right now, it's pretty easy for them to take anybody on a timeline, and that's why we're trying to get rid of the timelines. So I guess the answer would probably be yes. So back to you, Kathy.
Okay. So Jeremiah is asking, and I'm sorry, I can't remember, I bought it so long ago, if the Spirit Barcode Unlimited costs $150, in other words, 100 plus the 50 for the Unlimited.
I think that's probably correct. I don't recall.
Sounds about right. I think the Unlimited is $50. And so Ron just suggested getting the Unlimited. Probably a good idea. And see, Stephen New York is asking, if your spirit's not here or if it's cloned, how would the clearings work? How to get cleared if the spirit's not here or if you're cloned?
Would you have
spirit?
A piece of yourself? Remember, your spirit used to be like, a large, let's just use the word sugar cube, okay? So, and then the aliens took that sugar cube and broke it down into each little piece of sugar. And so, even though you only have a little bit of you, one grain of sand or grain of sugar, we'll say, the clearing will still work and keep you from, being abducted, because you do have a resonance here. And also you want to do the new earth clearing, which we have on, and you transfer after you have a clearing from the website, then you transfer that energy to the new earth. And that's a holding place so that you will have your energy there and you know that you're being collected. That's true of your spirit and your body. So, and that clearing, whenever you do a whole lifetime clearing or a clearing on the website, it's best to just go in at the end of the day and just type in your name and what clearing you had so that you're always current with having your energy put to the new earth that's actually in light. The new earth is not an ascension earth. And it's not going to be there after ascension. It's only to hold your space of light. So it's like a savings account for you, so you know where your bits and pieces are. So back to you, Kathy.
That's great to know. In addition to the new earth transport clearing, which for the new people is listed in the clearings, but it's best to go to the top space bar and type that in to find it and start and just save it, buy it for a penny, and just save it and keep reusing it. And then just keep adding your clearings on it day by day, as Ron mentioned. Keep that current for yourself. And so if they have that, the new earth transport, and still want to be more in the present moment, Ron, when they start the clearings, especially like the more healing types of clearings, are there some other things that we could do to make ourselves more in the present moment?
Well, you could do, I now increase my life force energy. That would help. Do the be here now clearing. Should probably all have the unlimited emotional clearing. So I would, do the emotional whole life and then get the unlimited. If you're listening and you haven't done anything like that and you're just doing timeline crashes and stuff, I would personally say don't waste your time at all with doing timeline crashes, because you haven't got rid of the main reason why you're being abducted, because of emotions. So, do your whole lifetime emotional clearing first and then go into the timeline crashes, because otherwise, to me, you're just wasting your time. You're not doing anything that's beneficial to change your life. You're just putting a small little Band-Aid on everything. You want to get rid of the emotions, or most of them that you have, that clearing will take care of, so that you're more in the now. Otherwise, you're living in all different timelines and all different emotions, which bring you into the timelines. So I'll repeat it again. If you're just doing timeline crashes and you're new and you haven't done your whole lifetime emotional clearing, then I would recommend don't waste your money by doing timeline crashes. Save it up and do your whole lifetime, emotional clearing. And then from there, you're probably going to be much more centered and get the unlimited so that you can stay current. Do it 2-3 times a day to get rid of the emotions which is causing your abductions onto timelines. So that's the way it works. Back to you, Kathy.
And for staying in the moment, I also want to add that you had taught us the finger exercise. Should we always do the finger exercise before clearings?
Yeah, that'd be good. Yeah, you could want to walk them through it, or I could do that. Everybody, put your index finger pointing up in front of you, about a foot away from your nose, and see where your finger lands. Is it directly straight on center, or is it to the left or the right, if you're looking straight ahead? Okay? And if it's to the left, that means that you're in the past. And if it's to the right, then it's in the future. If it's straight dead on, then you know that you're here now. That's a really good way to figure out where you are. And if you're not here, then where are you? So so the question for that is, where are you? Means that you're in the beyond. You're not here. You're in some alien realm, and you're just holding space here. You want to be here in this present timeline. So remember, your body is doing this for you. It's not your spirit. Your body's telling you where you are. So remember, your body will still work without your spirit, but looks out of your eyes in it. You don't need a spirit for your body. But that's what the darkness wants from you, is to get that spirit. It has all that energy. And it's never dies. So it's, an energy that everybody wishes they had on this planet, that they could actually tap into, They have a perpetual motion machine, or whatever. That's what your spirit is. That's why the aliens want that so much. They don't have that. And it's up to you to keep it. Otherwise, if you don't keep it and do clearings so that you're not being abducted and stuff, then you're just giving out something that's very precious to somebody who doesn't really care how they treat you. And then they can, take that and mix it up, grind it up, and just put little pieces of it into different creations that they want to make. But you could be all across the universe in different bodies, not even knowing that. That's why the timeline crashes are so beneficial. So back to you, Kathy.
So it's always good to check ourselves first, make sure we're in the present moment, and there's some good exercises to do, as well as there is a clearing that you have for being in the now. That's their sample clearings also. So you might want to check that out, everyone who's new and interested in that subject. So earlier, Steve in New York City had asked, will our spirit energy stay the same through other lifetimes?
Yeah, your spirit never changes. There's only one spirit. Your spirit doesn't grow. It doesn't get stupid. It doesn't have to learn more. That's part of the light. The light doesn't judge itself, doesn't have anything that's wrong with it. So your spirit never has anything that it has to understand or know. But what it does really need to know is that through people's ego, we'll call that, you're selling your spirit to the aliens. And by doing so, what you're doing is you're allowing your spirit to be taken. So if you meditate and you go out of your body, that's one way they can get it. If you take drugs and get numbed out mentally so that your spirit can't communicate with you, then also that's another thing. So you're giving these external forces permission to take you and to abduct you. If you go to groups and they do meditations or start praying for things outside of themselves or bringing in energy from attunements, etc., that's the same process there too. You are allowing your spirit to be abducted and your body, and you're using mind energy to do so. So this is a choice that you have, is to understand that you shouldn't ever leave your body. And whatever you're doing that is causing that is going to be probably abducting you and your spirit. Both, remember, you have two different things that's happening there, and you're causing it. You're causing your problem. So back to you, Kathy.
Okay, I'm just looking at the fast chat here, and Ed, I don't know if it's the one that you know, but this Ed is asking that he did a search for the New Earth protection, and he said he couldn't find it. And I think some people are getting the New Earth protection and the New Earth transport clearing mixed up. So.
The New Earth section is just go to the website, go to the left side. You're going to see a key, it's like a regular key that you put into a door. Underneath that, you're going to see two boxes with drop-down boxes in it, two white boxes. The second one, which you want to go to, and it'll say a sample, maybe clearings. Get the drop-down box on that, it's the second one in there. Very, very simple. Back to you, Kathy.
Yes, and also someone asked about the New Earth transport clearing, and that is available. It is locatable from the website. I just did a check on it. You just type in New Earth transport where it says search for a healing. Click on go, and it'll take you right to that page. And it does say it's not a dollar. It says it's a penny. Somebody was asking if it could be a dollar, but it's a penny. Okay, so I hope that clears that up. All right, so some other questions. What are the most common alien energies attacking us now?
I don't know. They're all, you got the octopus energies, and then you got the black widow energies. Those are pretty hot ones. You got the jellyfish on the top of your head. The other aliens out there, you have the ones from Orion. Those are attacking us here. We have the Arcturians doing that, the Pleiades. So almost anything you can think of, they're either doing it or they're involved with it. So what you have to look at is people talk about alien races out there, and they know the names of them, and maybe somebody channels a certain race, and it sounds great and wonderful. Maybe they speak in tongues, channeling these people. Well, if they were so good, then they know about you being like cat food to, like the movie District 9, and they like to eat you, basically. And that's what the aliens do, either energetically with your energy or physically. They can do both. Then if these races know about that, which I'm sure they do, And why do you even know about them? You know, are they selling you to another alien race that wants to have you for dinner? And so they should not even be here. And if they are here and you hear about them, then why aren't they doing something to protect you? And why? And then, you know, if they can't protect you, then why aren't they making the water clean and pure? Why aren't they getting rid of the alien oxygen energies that come in to alter your mind and stuff? So, you know, they know all about this stuff. They're, what I'm talking about to them is probably like, baby talk, because they know so much more than we do about what's happening as far as the energies out there. So they know that people are being abducted daily. So if they know about that and they're still around, then they're just as involved as the ones that are doing this here. And very possibly they're probably coming through the channels, channelers, and connecting people to the different races, because you're listening to them channeling. And then they put an energetic code on you, like a barcode, and now you're just like having, you know, a brand on you like cattle, and eventually you're going to be somebody's food. So that's kind of the way it works here. And it's might not sound too good, but that's reality. And this is where we are. This is why we're trying to get out of here. You know, this is a prison planet. And just kind of check and see what's happening. I know that you're not always here. Where are you? What are they doing to you? They're taking away your energy. So that's the main thing. And those bleed-throughs of the timelines can come back to this one and haunt you forever, because energy is always there. So if you had a problem on a timeline, the energy is with you for your whole lifetime, unless you get rid of it. So energy does not change. Once it's there, it's there. You can help to get rid of it. People talk about transmuting it. But, you know, you want to get off the timelines. So if you're on a timeline, you know, for being angry, you could be on, you know, a couple thousand timelines of anger. If you have any fear, then you could be on the same thing, a couple thousand timelines for fear, maybe even more. Maybe there's different categories of fear, you know. Maybe you're afraid of dying. Well, they got you on one of those, too. So that would be a fear. And remember, it's all emotions. So your emotions are what's making you get abducted. And then they take you out on timelines, and that's what they do to you, is put you through your worst nightmare. And those things come back to here, and you wonder why you have a problem here. It's because of the timelines. And they get you through your emotions. So that's why you want to do the emotional clearing, the whole lifetime one. And cost is $5 times your age. If you had clearings, any clearing that you had over $100, the next one is half price. You need to contact me on an email. So you can go in and do maybe two full lifetime clearings or something. And the second one then would be half price. But, you know, that's the whole thing, is to get yourself self-empowered, so that you're able to free yourself from the control that you know probably nothing about, but it's haunting you and causing all your problems. In true light, these energies don't exist that you're dealing with, and they're all outside of yourself. So everything outside of yourself, you should look at it, you know, as being possibly always bad. But Jesus said, don't go outside of yourself, go within. Back to you, Kathy.
Well, thank you, Ron. And maybe now's a good time to do a few announcements, because we just, like I said before, we just finished 28 hours of healing in April for the intensives on the light ship. And I know many of you like to prepare and plan for the upcoming intensives, and so you can mark on your calendar May 12th, Saturday, will be the four-hour special monthly accession healing session. And then the rest of the ascension preparation will be the following consecutive Sundays throughout May. And those include physical body organ rejuvenation, nervous system organ skeletal blood rejuvenation, and basically what Ron calls it, alien critter removal. So that will free us up from the densities. It helps a lot. It's a really wonderful experience. And those of you who are on the Saturday call, last Saturday got a fantastic treat, a trip to the light ship, and a wonderful experience, which is just a taste of what the light beam doctors can do for us as far as clearing out our DNA, which Ron has designed for us as it's essential to prepare for ascension. So you can go to the website, and any page on the website will take you to the calendar, the conference call schedule. You can look at all the different prices and the packages and just simply sign up on PayPal, and you'll get an email confirming, plus the conference codes, phone numbers, and access code number to get into the call. And if you can't be for every single call, if you can't be present, you can either let Ron know at the beginning of the call that you won't be able to be there, or you can send him a quick email saying that you'll be absentee. And the clearings and the healings will still work for you. So please do check those out, and also the special weekly clearings that Ron offers for ascension preparation. They're so essential, and he makes them very affordable. And there's something every day almost, starting with tomorrow, which is the energetic cording removal special. And then Wednesday is the trip to the light ship with more healing and light-coated water. Then Thursday is the clone body removal. And Friday is entity removals. And each of those clearings, $20, but there's a package price for all of them together. So you'll want to check that out and everything else on the website, because Ron has other radio programs and BBS several days a week, 4 days a week, I think. And there's the archives and Q&A you can listen to, which has been updated to the end of December. So that will be very helpful for everybody who's new or just really wants to get into this healing and preparation for, well, you know, Ron was just talking about the Ascension 2012, so there's a lot to prepare for. Okay, so on the fast chat, I'm kind of looking for some questions here, and I know Jeremiah was interested in the body jumpstart. For how long will that special price last on that body jumpstart, Ron?
I think it's going for a couple of months, I believe.
Okay, so he's concerned he's not going to have enough time.
Yeah, I think it's at the end of May. I think it's good through May.
Okay, so you have a month, Jeremiah, so ready, set, go. And your host is asking two months. Is it to the end of May?
I think it's to the end of May. Yeah, basically, yeah, that's correct. I'll have to see if we need to increase that or not, but I'll find out. Just get on it. If there's a problem, we'll just increase it.
Great. Thank you, Ron. Great. Euros is asking, is it the mind that's afraid it will miss the ascension? Is it in our mind that we will be afraid? Because the spirit should not be.
Yeah, it would be. Well, let's see. It's a good question. The mind probably would be more like the eagle, that you're afraid of missing it. But the next thing is mind is controlled by the alien. So maybe the mind is smarter than we think. Maybe it knows that it doesn't want to have all that torture done to it. Maybe our minds are awakening a little bit. Oh, it's afraid that it's going to be stuck in a dark side universe as a program. Remember, the mind has programs that run it all the time. So, back to you, Kathy. So, that could be correct. It could be the mind. But really, you know, if you miss the ascension, then remember, you already lost. You already missed ascension. That's the first thing. And how many ascensions have you missed? You're still here, so you missed the last one for sure. So did you miss 50 of them so far? going to make it 51? You know, you've been here for 100,000 years. That's how many you probably missed. So, you know, it's kind of up to you if you choose to miss another one. But the one now, you won't have a planet of light to go to. So you're going to be in the Beyondo. And that's what's scary. The whole scary thing is what do you choose to do with your life, and how are you going to come back to the light if the light can't find you and you're in the dark side universe forever? And you have to be, you know, connected to the light in order to get out of here. And that's why the clearings are on the website to help you get out. And it's very sad. That's why, you know, we have this process now to help you. Oh, back to you, Kathy.
Yes, Ron, I agree. That's scariness is very motivating. And I'm just reading here in the fast chat that Alexander has been listening to you for a few years, and he says that he's motivated to buy some more clearings. So it just goes to show you that, you know, maybe we're very fortunate to have found Ron and that we have this opportunity. And that's what this is about. So whatever you can do will help. And there's all these free clearings that he's just put up. And if you do get a few extra dollars, if you can donate them, that would be really very helpful too, because we really need this website. And well, there's just no question about that. All right. So Marie's asking, is there a package for the Tuesday, Thursday, Friday clearings only? In other words, without the Wednesday clearing? I don't think so.
I don't think so either.
But Marie, they're so reasonably priced. So, you know, you would just simply buy, you know, individual clearings if you wanted to. So let's see what else is here. Thank you, Cindy, for all your posts. She's posting up the Creation Lightship news and announcements and kind of following me and you, Ron. And Alexander, you have some comments. Maybe you could call, because it's kind of hard for Ron to read a lot of the words. A lot, you have a lot in one sentence. I can hardly read it myself. So let's see. What else is here? Don't see very many other questions. But there was one earlier from Newbie. He asked about donations. He's asking, does the Creation Lightship know, Ron, if we make donations?
Yes, uh-huh. That is correct, that they know.
They know, okay.
Yep.
Good. All right, so let's see. Some people are still a little bit confused about the difference in the clearings. So I'm just going to say it one more time. The new clearing is called Earth Protection Timeline Crash. Some people are typing in the wrong thing and then they can't find it. But you don't need to type anything in. You just simply go to the left side under the key where it says Sample Healings. This just does bear repeating, Ron, because we do want people to use this and find it without giving up. Don't give up. And keep the other clearings going too, the gray skies and all the other ones. It's called Earth Protect Timeline Crash.
Yep, that sounds good. People
okay,
like
so,
a lot of good comments.
Yeah. On the octopus energy, Ron, you mentioned earlier, someone's asking what part of the body is attacked by the octopus energy?
The whole body. Everything.
What part of the
body?
What alien is attacking the throat then? What alien attacks the throat and the lungs?
It's hard to say. There's so many that can do that. I can't really
mm-hmm.
say that one particular energy is doing that. There's so many.
Okay. Well, I think they're just trying to pinpoint some. Can tell us which ones do the biting?
Well, they all bite. The ones that you might feel more of an energy would be the ones on your skin. as you maybe start scratching your skin or something, you know, itching. So that would be the maggots on top of your head. And then you also have the critters that go underneath your skin. Some of those critters are the mosquito energies and the ant energies. So those ones you're probably going to actually feel because they're probably connecting to nerve endings. When you have your feet attacked at night, normally it's always at night with the pins going into them and stuff, then that's an actual process where they're trying to inject you or do something with your meridians in the bottom of your feet. So if you do jerk a lot around, you know, the time you're going to bed, you have restless legs, then you just, that's a validation to you that, yeah, something is going on. So,
Thank you. That the new
Earth timeline crash in the sample box is also in the drop-down box, I think on the top of the website. So I'm going to check it out myself here. I'm just going to type in, get it up here. I'm going to go and scroll down here. I think I'll just type it in here. The search box here. And I'll put down New Earth Timeline. And just see if it happens to come up. Now you can go to the key here. I'm checking. See what we have here. I don't see it coming up there with the New Earth. I'll just go to the key. It'll be one of the sample ones.
Yeah, the key doesn't say New Earth. It just says Earth Protect Timeline Crash.
Okay, let me try that. Earth Protection, okay.
Earth Protect Timeline Crash.
Earth Protect, see if it comes in the search box on the top. Didn't come up there. So, yeah, you're going to have to go to the key. Underneath the key there, sample healings. That's where you're going to find it. So, looks like our time is getting close to the end here. Our next BBS.
I have one more quick question.
So we can forward to that one there. Wednesdays are our self-empowerment shows. And remember, Saturday we are going to have a birthday party up on the light ship, going to the food court to get birthday cake. So we happen to have a birthday next month, which will be May. And by all means, come on. So back to you, Kathy.
Just one more quick question. Are there any clone clearings we should do besides the clearings on the conference call where you clear us?
Any clone?
Maybe on the website. Any other clone clearings we should do that are on the website?
Not yet. No, I don't have a clone a clearing for that yet. So I should be getting something now. We're still behind on a few of the clearings, and then we'll be putting up the clone one at some point here. But you can do the clone replica clearing on Thursdays. So,
yeah, that is very effective.
Yep. So let me check again on the website here. So I'm going up to the top. And search for healings, and I'll just type in Earth. I had New Earth. That didn't show up. I'll just go Earth. I'm curious here. And takes a while. Nope, it didn't show up. So I'll have to see if we can get it up on the website. Earth brings you into the clone bodies, living on cloned Earth. So that is, we do have the clone clearings up that way. So What we have is cloned bodies living on cloned Earth. And then we have also cloned bodies living on, dark side, planets and stuff like that. So you may want to look at those if you're interested in working a little bit further. Back to you, Kathy. Looks like our time is kind of coming to a close here. We got 5 minutes till.
Okay, Larry has a quick question here. I think it's a yes or no type of question. Is the mad cow disease that we hear about connected to radiation?
Never have heard about that. Oh, I don't know. I don't know. But very possibly, I would say, probably 80% yes, because I am seeing the grass being irradiated, and the cows are eating the grass. And then if you're drinking milk, you're getting it too, or eating a cow. So, one thing affects the other. So anyway, I guess we'll end the call here, the show, because it's 56 after. So thank you, Kathy. And we'll see you later, everybody. So, blessings. Have a wonderful time. And we'll see you later. So,
back to
you. Good night, everybody.
Thanks again for the timeline crash, Ron.
Okay.